Would you turn in your programs to page 4 and stand together with me, and we will recite together the statement on Christology we find here on page 4. We confess the mystery and wonder of God made flesh, and rejoice in our great salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. With the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Son created all things, sustains all things, and makes all things new. Truly God, he became truly man, two natures in one person. He was born of the Virgin Mary and lived among us. Crucified, dead, and buried, he rose on the third day, ascended to heaven, and will come again in glory and judgment. For us he kept the law, atoned for sin, and satisfied God's wrath. He took our filthy rags and gave us his righteous robe. He is our prophet, priest, and king, building his church, interceding for us, and reigning over all things. Jesus Christ is Lord. We praise his holy name forever. Amen. We'll remain standing and we'll turn on page 5 to our congregational carol, Fullness of Grace in Man's Human Frailty. In the beginning was the Word, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the Word of life. The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made manifest to us. We will sing together, remaining seated, two verses of the Father's Love Begotten.
Of the Father's love begotten.
And the Word was with God. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. We'll sing together, Come, Thou Almighty King, remaining seated. And the Word was God. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's stand together and we'll sing the congregational hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Joyful and triumphant, O
He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. We'll listen now to the carol, Joy Has Dawned.
Born.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Again Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Let's sing together the congregational hymn, O Splendor of God's Glory Bright. We'll remain seated. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. Let's sing together, O come, Emmanuel. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. yet the world did not know him. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Let's listen now to the carol, Bethlehem Night. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Let's stand together and we will sing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
please remain standing and we'll listen to the next two scripture readings and then go straight into the next hymn. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Let's sing together the last three verses of the Father's Love Begotten. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? We listen now to the carol, The Word.
The Word.
Would you stand with me for the closing scripture reading and the closing prayer? Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. Let's pray. O God, who makes us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as we joyfully receive him for our Redeemer, so we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our Judge, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen.